Stay tuned now as Phil Silvers guest stars on The Beverly Hillbillies.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Fiddly-dee, fiddly-da, fiddly-dee, fiddly-da, doing my last-minute stuff on a Wednesday.
Cha-ching.
Ka-ching. Did we get a...
Yes.
Right out of the gate.
Matt Henshaw before the show even began. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. We appreciate that. What a great way to start a Wednesday show. Rob sent me some tapes, and I was just trying to get them organized right before the show. And just in the nick of time...
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
That's it. It's the only one I needed. That's it.
Mike, that is really an unpleasant-looking show.
Here we go.
I watched commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
And then he hits a guy, you see, Rob? He hits a guy right in the head.
Yeah, they're very, they seem to be sore at each other in the movie. There seem to be a lot of people that are mad at each other.
Well, it's the Irish condition. It's the English condition. It's that part of Europe. It's that part of the, you know, the Celts and all the anger that people have up there. That's just the way it's always been.
Yeah,
and that
like
carries
watching,
on today.
It's not like watching The Office. It's different.
No, I think there are other cultures. This is just in my humble opinion. I think the British and Irish cultures are a reserved, bitter culture. You know, there's not. If you go back and you look at the history of Ireland and the history of England, not a whole lot of joy. And you know, not that there probably is in any human. Well, that's fantasy.
Is it?
That's stereotypical fantasy.
Okay, stereotypical, I'll give you, but I'd like to think they're real.
As a matter of fact, I would say that as I wind down, wrapping up my super binge on a show that was released 115 years ago.
You still have the movie and then the
I do have the movie.
And there's a new series coming out of the movie.
Okay, we'll see. Then I'm caught up. It's quite timely.
In Clinton, Maryland, there's a store that does window dressing that is called Peaky Blinders. Mm-hmm. You can actually go and buy shades there if you want.
That's so funny.
That's not true. I lied.
Oh. but I mean, it would be plausible, right?
Yeah, but
it would be plausible if somebody would do that.
They would get sued.
Not if they're just Peaky Blinds.
Peaky Blinds.
I will say this, that as I'm winding down on this depression fest, it gets darker and darker and darker and more depressing and more. Right now, I'm in season 6, right? That's the final season.
Are there like 8 episodes to
and
a season?
Maybe. If they are, I'm really close to the finish line.
Okay.
I am finding myself bailing on episodes more than I did before. Because something comes up, and I'm not interested in saying, you know, at the early days, I'd kick the family. I said, look, I'll be with you in a sec. I can't make it to this. I have to finish this up. Now I'm like, the chicken's ready. Okay, I'll be right in.
After 6 seasons, they've expended a lot of ideas, I'm sure. It's hard to stay fresh after 30 years, Mike.
Right.
As you know.
Now,
I do have a question about the darkness of Peaky Blinders, because I just dipped my toe in.
Yeah.
In the previous 5 seasons and where you're at right now,
mm-hmm.
what is the darkest thing that has come on the screen that has totally thrown you? Say, I can't believe they did that.
It probably would be a particular murder that happens to a guy's son where the show's 100 years old. I can give a spoiler there.
No, you don't have to.
Where they beat him. They drag a cross into the area where these gypsies are living and hiding.
Mm-hmm.
And they take the man's son out and they beat him severely. They tie him to a cross and shoot him in the head.
That's pretty dark.
As you did in the 1920s.
That's pretty dark, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't get any darker than that.
I'll stick with my feel-good shows like Euphoria that's coming back. That makes Euphoria look like a cartoon.
I have to deal with the news story in the room because we are all very relieved today that we are coming in to do this show without World War III.
Yes.
I don't think there were as many people that were concerned about that as me. And when I say that, I don't mean like I'm a lone wolf. I mean that I think that the way Americans process nowadays, we just go la 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 la, and unless a bomb drops in a back in our backyard, we don't give a rat's ass.
I mean, it's the boy who cried wolf. We've been told so many things that are going to happen. We've won the war. We haven't won the war.
Yeah.
They're going to do this. They're not going to do this. It makes it easier to tune out what our head guy is saying.
Let me, because he doesn't
own up to it.
All right, hold on. Let me just clarify what we're talking about here. All right, we are talking about the threat against Iran that supposedly their civilization was going to be wiped out by 8 o'clock last night,
right,
if they didn't capitulate. Rolando, one of our regular guys in the chat group, writes, Mike, are you still scared about Trump's tweets? Which I would guess is an indication of his, you know, thought that it was all done by design. And listen, if that's the case, I say I hope it was, but I am still very, very concerned about the situation over there. But I was delighted to see that there was a ceasefire, a two-week ceasefire agreed upon. That's fantastic. I was very happy to read that behind the scenes there were negotiations, even while all this bluster was going on in the news. And I am very happy that we are not in a full-scale attack right now, blowing up a country, no matter what their leadership is, that you know, you don't want to see the people get hurt. I don't. And so I'm very happy. What am I still scared about Trump's tweet? I am still concerned. I was never scared. I am concerned about our fearless leader. I don't think he's got a deep thought in that orange noggin of his. So I am encouraged that the situation is where it's located right now. That's it.
All right.
That's all I can say about
it. Did you think that there were, what would you assign a percentage to the chance of him actually blowing an entire civilization back to the
Stone Age? 10%.
See, I wouldn't even go that high.
Okay, yeah, maybe I wouldn't either. I don't know. I didn't think it was going to happen.
And
but
I hate that he continues to use this method of speaking big, and then distracting us with something else, and then distracting us with something else. And
see, but I think that's the wrong approach. You're going with that taco approach, where I think it's too early to wait and see, because if they do work out a negotiation, the world's probably in a better place after this.
So TACO is what? What is the acronym?
It is
TACO.
Trump always chickens out.
Yeah.
And it's
all right, let me tell you what I did.
He chickened out.
Let me tell you, the people that do that, the TACO people, can lick my bag too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to be? I mean,
right. Everyone wanted him to not start a war, and then he backs off and he says, all right, we've got a deal maybe. Now everyone says, you chickened out of a war.
Josh,
I know. I'm just saying on that. I know it's not you.
Yeah, and the thing is, if he is as unhinged and as thin-skinned as he appears to be on most days, do you think you want to take a guy that's got his finger on the button and say, oh, you didn't follow through? Why? Are you the people that want him to follow through and blow up Iran?
You're goading him into it. And don't.
Now,
and
I
stand by original thought, Mike, that he never really wanted to be president 12 years ago.
Well, okay.
But
But who knows?
But what I'm saying is I think
if that's true, you don't come back for a second try. I don't think.
And you go away when you get shot at.
Right.
I think that there is a thread in his personality that what gets him angry is when he's told he can't do something.
I don't know. I think we have spent, two terms now trying to figure out what is in the brain of the president. Here's the bottom line. If you're like me, this is all I can tell you is how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
When I came home last night and turned it on after my kid's baseball game, I was very, very pleased with the news that they had reached a ceasefire. I was very glad. Now, the people that say, you know, Trump always chickens out, I think those people are as dangerous as the hawks that would say, bomb them all and let, you know, kill them all and let God sort them out. They're the same way. I think you're, I think both people are guilty of oversimplifying what are delicate, complicated, centuries-old conflicts that have to be handled with finesse. The only way, in my humble opinion, that we will get what I think the United States would be interested in, which would be regime change, the only way that's going to happen is from within. No matter what. I think even if you bomb them into oblivion, what, you create another Gaza where Iran is now and another displaced people and angry, bitter maniacs that come out of a situation like that wanting to kill all Westerners. I think we wait and we see and we hope that this thing can continue. Mm-hmm. Now,
and you did take out the leaders, so now it is the chance that maybe internally they can change some stuff around.
You never know. But no, there's so many unknowns with this. What is known is that the you know, there was a named ceasefire. As I watched the news last night, I realized that you can announce it and it doesn't take effect right away because there were still explosions going on all over the Middle East. So, look, I think when you wake up and it's not World War III, here you go, folks. I'm the one that's going to talk about the divisiveness. If we really mean that, if you really mean that, and I'm talking to my friends in all quarters here, then two things don't happen. Rolando, you don't swagger and shake your head like we're just a bunch of nervous Nellies and look what we did, because that's not accurate. And I don't come in here and say he chickened out like he always does. That's idiocy.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We have to get on the same page, people, and realize that we've avoided this. And I don't like the fact that we got into it in the first place. That can be argued at a later date. But for now, would you have wanted to wake up to a world where we were bombing the crap out of a country with innocent people losing their lives and the potential of American troops on the ground losing their lives? I'm happy that's not happening. I don't think I'm alone.
Yeah.
I think
you're right.
Now, if the markets respond, and I haven't looked yet, that's even better. If they are, you know, for at least a couple of weeks going to open up the strait, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, the report was fuel prices going down. When that actually hits us at the pumps, I don't know.
Yeah, when it happens, but it's the right, you know,
it's
direction.
The right move.
So,
no, both, and too many people on both sides are way too quick to try to attack the other.
And just say, just declare a winner. It's not a, it's not a football game, guys. It's not.
That's what we've reduced everything to now,
though. And also to say that, you know, things are done. And that we are, you know, we are going to declare victory. They're both doing that. We're no different than they are in like, hey, we are victorious in this. The ultimate immediate news is that there's a ceasefire. Uh-huh. And that to me makes me happy. I'm happy with that. I also think that you can litigate whether there was any need to team up with Israel and do this to start with. That can be debated down the road. But that's all been done.
Yeah. Right.
So that's the way I feel about it. We'll see what happens. And, you know, stay tuned. But it has been, you know, I walk around and I see people and I see where we are with everything in the world right now. And we are, I believe, an unhappy, unsettled people. That's just my opinion.
Absolutely.
In general, you know?
There's no argument there. I think what's going to help us, though, is Josh this morning announced a 2-week ceasefire on this show. So we're not going to be
possible?
As mad. We're going to try. And, you know, shots were fired before the show, but we'll
see. Does it involve the listeners?
It does
not. Do they also have to back off for two weeks?
I think, you know, if you think I'm pushing fear, you know, I don't think I was pushing anything. I was reacting to my own fear of the conflict.
Yeah, you're not pushing anything.
Trump made that tweet yesterday morning to push fear. That destroy civilization was to try to cause fear.
Yeah, he needs to go back to nice tweets like he did on Easter Sunday.
So I'm glad. Have we covered it? Are we done?
Yeah.
Are we gonna do that? On to things that really matter, like me. I am, you know, you're old when you have a doctor's appointment and you don't know why, You think it might be a physical, but you don't know why. And I'm not going
to. You had mentioned yesterday physical.
Yeah. I'm just showing up. Because
I think that's nice.
They didn't tell me I had to get anything done, any tests, any of that, or whatever.
Are you just automatically on their schedule once a month?
I think once every 6 months.
Yeah, like the Eggman. He just
shows up. Not once a month. It's not that dire, fortunately.
Is it like a general doctor or is it a specific doctor?
It's my family doctor. It's my general practitioner, Dr. Jason, who has been my guy for a very, very long time. But I really don't know, and I'm fully, based on their office, fully expecting to get there. And, they didn't.
You don't?
No, they didn't.
You don't have an app?
I have a great app
with my doctor that tells me upcoming appointments, medicines,
is it the portal,
all that stuff.
Josh? Do you have the portal?
Yeah, I probably have that.
I have my chart too.
I have my chart.
My chart's got all that detail in it.
When I'm getting phone calls and reminder emails and reminder texts and automated auto calls to confirm by pressing 1, I am not, I'm getting all that communication.
Right.
But I am not getting the specific information on the appointment, and nor do I still think that that's my responsibility. I don't.
Well, Mike, you're paying for a service.
I know.
Don't forget, you're the client. They should keep you up to date.
And check that my chart. I noticed a new feature on my chart.
The dating service?
When I went to the doctor's appointment. No, when I parked in the parking lot, my phone sprung, and it said, "You've arrived. We checked you into your appointment."
Okay, that's a little 1984. Yeah. For me.
Automatically. Yeah.
It automatically did it through that app. Oh,
yeah. But I am not aware, outside of a blown-up shoulder, of any other issues that I have. But, however...
How is the shoulder?
It's okay. It's not 100%, but it's okay. Right. I haven't tested it out yet, so I'll let you know.
How frustrated are you with this time off?
It's something where I don't... I feel as though one of my passions, it might be ebbing a little bit because I haven't had as bad a time as I thought I would with my favorite sport.
You haven't just been staring out the window?
No.
Driving
by the
golf course?
No. I've been doing a lot of stuff. Like I've been doing a lot of like that puttering garbage that the rest of the retirees do in my neighborhood.
Don't fool yourself, Mike. That is your true mistress. And it will come back to you.
I hope so. I will do it with a great deal. It is. I would be lying if I didn't say it's getting. They are slowly but surely probably pricing people out. That's just the way that works.
The golf industry.
The people that are going to be doing that. The people that are going to be doing that, and people say, "Well, they've always priced, but not quite like they have now." So, I think that you're eventually going to have the king and queens that'll be out there, and the rest of the peasants will be, bowling. That's what I think is going to happen.
Hey, don't think
eventually.
That bowling's not pricing people out either.
Right.
That's gotten stupid expensive.
But I would be I don't think it's necessary to talk about my health when the top of the food chain in the health department has been for quite some time and probably will always be the clear leader, Mr. Robert Wadhams Spiewak, who came into the studio today and informed me just when you think things are okay.
And
remember
we said
yeah,
we got happy.
We did. We got happy yesterday.
And I was, I'm as much at fault as you. You said you look good, you sound better, and I said it's great to feel better. I was shot out of a cannon yesterday enough to piss you off,
right.
And it was a good day.
Yeah.
But I want you to play a new game called Guess the Ailment. You can ask yes or no questions.
There are two things that have gone on recently. We had a meeting earlier where... the meeting covered a lot of ground on what we're doing, and I am very excited because Josh has responded very well, and Rob Spiewak just watching. But that's okay. I know things can... He's got a slower time. He did? Oh, He sent the minutes. That's it. But just a reminder, on air, to you, do better.
Right.
There you go.
Someone's got to fix that.
He didn't mean
set.
It when he just said that. He didn't. He's like,
yeah. I could have said anything in the world, and you would have accused me of not meaning it. So.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about. Well, I mean, this is the classic: actions speak louder than words. So I'm excited to find out. By the way, Rob does get credit for look. Oh, we got another one? Thanks. Thank you, right winger. I respect your response, Mike, even when I'm trolling. I know you're trolling, but it's also an interesting troll that gets the dialogue going. So, in a way, I respect, I don't respect your trolling.
No. We don't need the trolling.
I welcome the discussion, so I was happy. But okay. Rob sent me this, and I'm delighted.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
So you get credit for that.
Glad
right away.
Glad to know that.
Even though
now,
I asked
happens,
for it.
What right, happens if in 2 weeks that's what Donald Trump tweets?
Oh, just that he says.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
We're taking the oil.
Yeah, that might he might save that for Memorial Day.
Can I ask a serious question here?
Sure.
Do you think there's a segment of our audience that's saying, oh, God, enough with the show that ended 7 years ago?
Come on. No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Talking about Peaky Blinders or the Mike O'Mara show?
No, not the Mike O'Mara show. The Peaky Blinders.
You're driving people to it. And also you've got people that
that's
loved
the BS
it when it
answer.
Came out.
Josh, give me the truth.
I think the people that are on board with that show love it. Other people like me or Rob, you may have piqued our interest a little bit. I have no desire to watch the old series, but I am tempted to check out the movie that's a little bit more modern.
Okay. All right. Then I'll take that. I'll take both, but
strangely similar to what I said.
Are you feeling a little paranoid today?
No, I mean, it's just when I give an actual answer and you shut me down.
Did you say when you get S?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you said.
No, I said when I get shut down for what I think is a very valid answer and then he repeats it and he gets a pat on the head, I'm wondering how I did it wrong.
I mean, he was a little harsher.
Okay, Mike, people, they're great and they're going to love it and then they're going to watch it.
I want to know what the ailment is. That's what I want.
Well, Mike, you have to ask yes or no questions as we play Guess the Ailment.
How does the Guess the Ailment work?
Guess the Ailment works. You can ask a series of yes-no questions. As long as you get yes, you can continue.
Do
and
I
if you
get
a
go
no,
first?
It goes to Josh. Yes,
all right,
go ahead.
I'll go first. Does it involve your lungs?
It does not involve my lungs. Josh, you are up on Guess the Ailment.
Is it visible?
Like a skin tag?
Like a skin tag?
No.
A bruise?
No. It's nothing. It's not visible.
Through your finger?
It is not visible without special equipment.
It is not visible.
Mike, guess the ailment.
Did it require an x-ray?
I will say yes, it did. It's not a proper x-ray. A look inside my body with a machine, yes. So you can ask another question.
Did it involve your liver?
No. Liver's good. Thank God. You tell me about that.
No, I mean, that's the one that would concern me.
Yeah. Josh. Well, how about those kidneys?
Kidneys are great.
Did it involve your legs?
Mike, I can no longer be mobile. No. It does not have anything to do with my
All
legs.
Right. We're ruling stuff out. This is good. Now I'm going to go in a different direction, but go ahead, Josh. Your turn.
Yes, Josh's turn.
How's that eyesight?
Ooh, he's getting closer. Oh. So, Josh, you can ask another question.
Are your retinas detached?
No, they remain attached.
I'm trying to think of something. It's internal.
Yeah, it is internal. Mike, to you?
Do you have glaucoma?
Elvis had glaucoma. I don't.
Okay, well, that's good. That's the worst thing that could be happening with your eyes, I think.
Well, eye cancer. It's not eye cancer.
Jesus. So we've gotten to the eyes.
Yeah. And I will say this.
Oh.
What?
Can I cut the line, Josh, for a second?
Go ahead.
Does it involve mouth to hand to butt
no,
to mouth?
No, it's not pink eye. Oh, no, that's the wrong answer. I'm sorry. It's not pink eye.
Oh, but, okay.
Is it cataracts?
Yeah. Yeah, Josh, you have won.
Well, no, Nodak 701.
I stole it from Nodak.
Nodak
oh, so
got
Nodak
it.
Wins. Yeah.
And as soon as I saw Nodak, I'm like, yeah, that.
You think
well,
I know
hold
what
on.
Cataracts is?
Well, R, not is, because that would be one as opposed to two, but there are two of them because you can get them on both eyes.
But you could get it on just one.
Yeah, this
yeah,
is
yeah, but
true.
That would be not the best way to do it. Get it in both eyes.
Now, I
Worse
know.
Worse in the right eye, turns out.
Well, hold on a second. This is not serious at all. This is really not serious. I thought perhaps it was a real medical issue. I think that's fine. I think you're getting, I mean,
okay,
everybody.
Said by someone who doesn't have cataracts.
I do have cataracts.
Did you have them removed?
No.
Seriously?
I think this is one of those deals where everybody eventually would get them.
Well, my doctor yesterday was a different doctor. I go to a very elite boutique care service called Vision Works. And
Vision Works, a mall doctor.
Yeah, only to get the prescription because it's covered and it's easy and it's cheap.
What
and
yes, prescription?
I was going in to get my glasses adjusted.
Yeah, your prescription for glasses, yeah, not
because,
a pill or anything.
No. My glasses prescription to get adjusted because I just haven't been seeing as well. And also, these are my primary glasses, these blue guys, and I scratched them right here. And it's annoying, so I just at least wanted to replace them.
Okay.
So I went in, and they do what is known as the pre-exam. And I sit down and they take pictures and stuff and they do the dilation and all that.
I'm going to have a serious off-air chat with you about an idea that would appeal to you regarding vision. Do it after the show. And it involves the necessity for what you go through to get your stuff.
Oh,
I'd
Mike,
be
I've
very, very curious.
I've almost stopped that. I mean, I did a lot when I was a kid.
But. No, Rob, not masturbation. No. So you get to,
This is with like the PA equivalent of an optometrist. This lady is taking the pictures and stuff and getting me ready, taking a picture of my dilation and all that. And I sit in there, and he's a nice guy. I like him. He's about my age, and he's upbeat. And he says,
We have a tape. He wanted us to. This is this is Rob's ophthalmologist.
I pooped myself one time.
But only once. Only once.
Did he say to you that you have the beginnings of cataracts?
No. He said to me, looking over your chart and your preliminary scans of your eye, your prescription hasn't changed much. You have cataracts. You know that, right? And I said, no, I don't. He said, your last appointment 2 years ago, do you remember? And he looked back. He says, with a lady doctor. I said, yeah, I remember it very well. He said, you had cataracts then. She didn't mention it? I said, no. Think I would have remembered that if they had told me I had cataracts. And then he brings up the images, and he shows me in my right eye a decent size like cloud. He says it's like looking through mist all the time, and my left eye is even worse. And then he started with the reading of the letters, the testing. He said, your glasses are not going to really need to change. We can up them a little bit, but right now you would have a really good chance of failing your driver's test.
Do you have blurry or cloudy vision?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's why I have the readers and stuff, and these glasses have stopped being helpful.
Do you have trouble seeing at night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have sensitivity to light or glare?
Yes.
Do you see halos around lights?
I see halos around Mike O'Mara.
That's why this show. Right there is a moment why you like this show, people. Do the colors look faded or yellowed?
Sometimes.
Your skin?
My skin is just the palest of white.
Do you usually have frequent changes in glasses prescriptions?
Well, yeah, they've been actually progressing. And that's what's worried me because it just seems to be getting worse. Also, another thing, and I asked him, he said, this is a symptom of cataracts. When I get up in the morning, sometimes my vision seems better than other times. He says, oh, yeah, because it's like a cloud. It moves around. Sometimes you get a good shot.
Aging, diabetes, eye injuries, long-term exposure to sunlight, smoking or alcohol use.
Alcohol? Maybe.
There it is.
But
certain medications like steroids.
Well, I had my first steroids of my life for 5 days. That's it.
All right.
That's all.
So that's not going to do it
quick. I found out after the fact, my mom never told me. My mom has had them and had them removed. But he showed me these clouds in my eyes. He says, you're looking through clouds all the time. And that's why your focus is off. And that's why it's inconsistent. And that's why you think your close-up is better than your distance, when in fact, it's not really. It's not your glasses. It's something internal. But
so can
then
they do
he told
anything?
Me. Yeah. They go
He's in his 50s. That's when they start in most people.
They say they go in and they sort of slurp it out. It's you take a lot of pills to get ready for it, not pills, drops to get ready for your eyes. They give you a mild anesthetic and they go in and they take the stuff out. It's a 99% effective procedure.
About 50% of Americans have cataracts by age 75. By age 80, the majority of people either have them or have had them removed.
So the thing that is, you know, I don't like surgery. I don't like doctors. I appreciate what they do. I appreciate that they saved my life, but I don't want to necessarily have a procedure that I don't need. But this is from his description, and my mom backed it up.
You got
it. She did it 3 years ago. Yeah, it's about 2 hours from arrival to exit for the actual
procedure. When are you going to get it done?
I have to call the cataract place today to do the appointment to set
it up. Will the procedure result in you maybe not needing glasses at all?
That's the greatest thing. He said, this could really correct your vision. And he said, I wouldn't even update your glasses right now because after you get this done,
that's cool.
It's a total reset. And I'm thinking this is like, I know Josh has had the laser eye correction, which is different. But the very fact that they can use technology to correct my vision, which is something that has been bothering me, you know, for at least a year because it's gotten worse. And I've gone to a higher prescription on my readers even. I can't wait to see what it does.
We have another tape that was sent in by your ophthalmologist. He wanted us to know this.
Remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.
I looked at his card. He's actually an optimist.
An optimist.
And he said that your vision is going to get much better.
Well, that's, I mean, I think
But that's a total curveball. And am I a little worried that the last appointment I had 2 years ago, it wasn't mentioned to me? Yeah, I don't like that. I like that they spotted it now, but I can't wait to get this done.
I think that I have spoken to people who have gotten it done earlier than later. And those people, I know that I had one conversation with a guy that had it done. It was a really, really successful, and it really improved his vision. And I think that's got to be kind of exciting. And go ahead and do it. And you can get them anywhere from your 50s all the way through. Get them even earlier than that. You've had some of the health conditions that accelerated, so I think that's probably the reason.
He said this is like the serpentine belt in your car. It could go now, or
what's the serpentine belt in your car?
It's the belt that connects everything in the engine. It's that big one. And when it breaks, it's a very expensive repair.
Also, a really good Earth, Wind, and Fire song.
Great song by Earth, Wind, and
Fire.
Belt. He said that it's going to be needed to be done, and you can kick the can down the road and deal with bad vision or get it done right away and see if it improves. He says you very well might not need glasses for reading anymore.
That's
nutty,
cool.
Isn't it?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be able to hit a golf ball.
Yep, and play baseball.
Play baseball.
Well, like there's more. There's more coming for him in the news today. In the news today,
I love hearing that.
Well, look, it's just, you tailor material to me and I tailor it to you. We've been doing that for decades. Mm-hmm. So that's the way that works. I have to share this, that for the chat group today, a lot of people in the chat group, a lot of people hanging out today, a lot of activity in the chat group recently. And I rarely do this, but here's your chance, chat groupers, to prepare yourself for some comedy writing. And I have so much faith. I have so much faith.
You're making a mistake.
I will not do anything until I read the very short news story that's going to allow our chat group to go wild.
Does it fall at the beginning, middle, or end of the newscast?
Middle.
Will you call attention to it?
I most definitely will. I said it's
exciting.
Coming up.
This is a new feature, Josh, we have called Choose Your News. It's replacing tidbits.
It's going to be fun, and we will have that for you coming up right after this, everybody. Hey, fudge cutters, Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. States. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine Stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30-plus pounds or just the last five, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out.
You know, one thing I'll share with my doctor, with having a wife that's in this racket, I will tell you that. I'm a human pincushion. I'm a human pincushion.
Who knows, Mike? You don't know what the appointment's for. There might be no shots.
Yeah, you got to grow on a third arm.
Both President Donald Trump and Iran have portrayed the last-minute ceasefire deal as a victory for their nations. Anytime there's peace of any kind, I think it's a victory for everybody. That's just the way I look at it.
I like the fact that they're going to give peace a chance.
The ceasefire pauses a spiraling conflict that has upended the global economy and sparked a historic oil crisis. Strait of Hormuz, Iran's military will coordinate passage of vessels through the critical Strait of Hormuz during the ceasefire. Iran's foreign minister said Trump said reopening the strait was a key condition of the ceasefire deal. We will wait and see. Okay. Keep our eyes on it. But look, as we discussed ad nauseum, mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing, and I am happy about the results. And I think everybody else should be too. Peace is peace. If something feels like we're powerless to stop, it's the prices, inflation that we've been dealing with. We really don't, you just don't have any control over it. But Americans may have scored one small victory. And look, in this day and age, you take everything you can get. The victory at Walmart. PepsiCo. You know that, the former Joan Crawford-owned company.
Yes, Alfred Steele, Mike.
Let me ask if you know the other big company, the snack company that they own, that PepsiCo owns. Frito-Lay, Josh!
I didn't know that. I knew they owned, aren't they under Yum Foods? So yes. That they own.
Yum Foods is their fast food, Taco Bell and KFC.
Exactly. Right. Always a big sponsor of the Kentucky Derby.
You know, many, many popular products with Frito-Lay, but two of the more popular ones. Give me one of the two, and I'll let you know if it's in the news story.
Doritos.
Okay? There it is, Josh Soroka, once again, the winner.
Plugged into health food, isn't he?
I know the snack food aisle.
Doritos and other name brand chips have become a lot more expensive in recent years, up to $7 a bag.
It's ridiculous.
It is. Shoppers aren't willing to go that high, so they've cut back on buying them, and that's hurting Walmart's bottom line. So Walmart has been reducing the shelf space for these particular snacks.
That's hardball. When they do stuff like that, that's hardball right there.
They've been replacing them with cheaper options that sell better. The message being sent is going all the way to the top. Back in February, PepsiCo finally announced they'd try to win us back by slashing prices up to 15%. But it might be too little too late. Frito-Lay has reportedly missed revenue targets by several billion dollars over 2 years. God, it's just corn and chemicals.
I went to Walmart, and what they did is they took out a lot of the Dorito options and replaced them with chocolate pie.
No, they replaced them by great value.
No, I know what they do.
I've noticed the same thing at Publix, where they've done the same thing. But Doritos has a new flavor. They're Cool Ranch Naked Doritos, NKD.
What is like naked?
No dyes, no artificial stuff. And they're my favorite chips right now.
I have trouble finding them. You know what? Not much gets Josh excited on this show.
He is excited.
He is excited. Look at him right now. Look at this engaged. He's leaning in.
Told to lose weight.
If he was eating naked Doritos at an O's game, forget it. I rue the person who sits in front of him.
Consumers apparently are turned off by shrinkflation. So if Doritos prices come down again, but it's a smaller bag, that's a problem.
Mike, I'd like to offer my corn chip hack. and it holds up and it's fantastic. If you have a Moe's or something similar to that, Moe's
better go to Moe's.
Exactly. If you go to Moe's, you can get a catering size bag of their chips, which are better because they're made fresh every day. And they will only charge you for the cheapest item on the menu.
Okay.
I've gotten huge, big as you head, bags of chips for $3 at Moe's. And they're better. And you just get the salsa and you go. And it's fantastic.
And every doctor knows that if you eat a big, big fat bag of greasy, disgusting corn chips, that'll help your cataracts.
It will. Keep the salt out of your eyes. Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so shrinkflation. When budgets get tight, some Americans are trying to use their dollars on healthier options rather than paying up for junk food. Will any of this have a noticeable impact? Who knows? But it does say something if Doritos are too expensive for Walmart to devote space to. Yes, it does. That's where we are right now.
Do they make Cheetos, Josh?
I don't know if they probably make Cheetos. I'm not sure.
I went on a real hot Cheetos run when I was in Miami because there was a BOGO at Publix, and it was great. Cheetos, just a great product.
Thank you. That's Dr. Rob Spiewak, number one health consultant.
And they're great for cleaning your ears.
The crew of the Artemis II made a video introducing all the astronauts, and they went with a sitcom theme. We have the video, and this is to the theme of Full House, and it even includes a cameo by Rise, the ship's zero gravity indicator. Let's take a look at the video of the those wonderful astronauts.
Scenes from bad 80s sitcom when they introduced the cast of characters, so that's why we all did those, and we are cracking up here.
You know,
it's
can you believe they're getting blowback for calling it a bad 80s sitcom? I mean, shut up. They're all bad. All right? Come on.
And I think that was more 90s than 80s, wasn't it?
Who cares?
It was. Yeah.
Who cares? Look at how brave they are up in space, for God's sake. Come on
You know what? Then be brave. Don't be cutesy. This is a waste of money.
No. You know how much time they have to probably just wait?
Yeah. Well, then, you know what? Then do better yourself. Do a crossword puzzle.
Better yourself. From Rob Spiewak to the Commander Reed Wiseman, who accomplished
that. Rob's the reason I've been emailing astronauts and saying, come on this show and explain to Rob why space is important.
I would love to be turned. I see that. The whole mission, it bothers me. I think it's a God. They spend so much money.
We'll have a story for you in a second.
All right.
So, Keanu Reeves has some simple and blunt advice for aspiring actors. He says, "Quote: Try not to be an effing a-hole."
Whoa.
That's it. That's good. And you know what? With the track record that Keanu has as far as doing good for people, he's allowed to say that.
Yep.
He adds, quote, go to work and respect who you're working with until they prove they don't get your respect. It might not work out, but try. Keanu is currently promoting his upcoming movie, Outcome, which I saw a trailer for, and it looks badass. Really, really does.
Good.
That premieres Friday on Apple TV. I cannot wait. I'm really looking forward to seeing Outcome. It looks like it might be really, really special.
Is he your favorite actor named Keanu?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, and speaking of streaming, I know this is going to sound like a crooked, self-centered comment, but I swear to you it's not.
How commandeer this stolen money? By order
CSA streaming?
Of the Peaky Blinders.
I did say streaming.
Yesterday on the streaming outlets, the movie Epic, Elvis Presley in Concert, came out, the one that Baz Luhrmann made after his biopic. I watched I watched it again for the fourth time yesterday. I think this should be required viewing for everyone who has ever laughed at Elvis Presley as a punchline. It is that dynamic and that wonderful, and it's going to make you feel good if you watch it. Short, 90 minutes, but the audio is sensational. Elvis looks great, and I really wholeheartedly recommend it. So just please check it out.
If you're keeping a score, something brand new from Rob Spiewak, he's recommending an Elvis movie.
Yeah. That came out a month ago. Yeah,
technically brand new.
The man that keeps on
and
giving.
Mike, Elvis Presley. Movie Outcome this weekend?
Yes.
Are you any concern on the director?
I don't know, so you know.
Jonah Hill. Is it Tyler Perry?
It is Jonah Hill.
Is it really?
Oh, that makes me like it better.
Yeah, that makes me excited to see
it. Okay, good.
I'd really like to
Is he in it? Is Tyler, I'm not Tyler. Is Jonah in it?
I assume he's in it, yes.
Okay, good.
Researchers asked ChatGPT to rank states based on laziness. this is ChatGPT. And according to AI, well, let me give you the least laziest.
Okay, I like that.
And then I will give you the laziest up to the number one laziest. The least lazy people are in Colorado, Washington State, Minnesota, Alaska, Hawaii, New York, and the rest of the northeastern states.
Okay,
they
getting it done.
They get it done.
Sense.
Then we go to the laziest states: Florida, Georgia,
yes,
Texas, Indiana, Kentucky. And another win, another big win for Mississippi. Yeah. All right. Working for the weekend, everybody. Mississippi again. I can't believe it. All right. That's exciting, but this is more exciting. All right. Chat group people.
Get ready.
I don't know how long I'm going to give this. I'm going to blow it up if it doesn't work, but this is the news story. Get your typer fingers ready.
Right.
Bob Barker. Oh, I have to do my thing. I'm ACD when it comes to that, too. All right. Bob Barker was 1/8 Native American, and he grew up on a Sioux reservation in South Dakota. This is true. So... that's all the information I have, and people in the chat group, let's have fun with the chat group and get some Native American names for the late host of The Price is Right, Mr. Bob. He is dead, right? He did pass?
Bob, yes, at age 100. No, 99. He died at 99.
I'm just curious, you know, what his Indian name would be, and Josh and Rob, feel free to, you know, mine would be Stans with a Plinko chip. That would be my first one. And now we're making them work as opposed to when we just let them stand idly by. So, you know,
reaches into $100 pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Reaches into $100 pocket. Give me Holly.
He who calls them down.
That would be Rod Roddy.
Yeah. Oh, or true. Johnny Olson, yeah, mm-hmm. If you go back far enough.
Right.
How
Eggs on face. I knew they wouldn't let Bob comes on down. All right, these are wonderful. Native American, you know.
Man with skinny mic.
Chief wanna touch people.
That's really sad. Man had a wonderful career.
I knew they'd step up. Yeah. I knew they would step up. That's good stuff.
Man who ignores that. Dorothy Joe.
Dorothy Joe. I am Chief Wanna Touch People. There you go. Thank you, chat groupers.
Good job.
Finally today, a 20-year-old man in Utah was pulled over on Sunday evening after being clocked at 112 miles per hour in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. A motorcycle was also going that fast, but it's unclear if the cops caught them, too. The young man wasn't alone. He had his elderly grandmother with him, along with his mother and a 16-year-old girl. Yes, the thrill of street racing with your mom and grandma. The guy told police, quote, "I drive like this all the time, and and arresting me teaches me nothing." That is what this a-hole said to the cops. His mother told the cop that her son wasn't racing; he was just speeding and trying to show off. Because who do you want to show off with other than your mother, grandmother, and 16-year-old?
Well, I mean, you want to be proud, make them proud.
The man was charged with reckless driving, exhibiting. Is it exhibition driving? Okay. Reckless driving, exhibition driving, reckless endangerment, and possessing a tobacco product while under 21.
Oh, 21, that's the limit, yeah.
Very dangerous, especially since the grandmother was strapped to the roof. There you go. Hey, Aunt Edna, there you go. A little vacation reference there.
I think a nod to Lum lyric who said, "Chief spay and neuter."
Yes, chief spay and neuter. Or he who spays pets.
Yeah, I like that better. Your phrasing
I go to the
better.
Dancing with Wolves, you know, proper way to name somebody who's Native American.
As a matter of respect, you do that.
Yeah, respect. We will take a break and come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Listen up. I've got a delicious way to stay strong, healthy, and feeling great. Omaha Steaks. Fuel your routine with premium pre-portioned protein. Hey, I like that. Premium pre-portioned protein delivered right to your door. We're talking handcrafted USDA certified steaks, juicy gourmet burgers, plus chicken, pork, and more. Something for everyone. Right now, get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code Mike at checkout. That's a new code. Don't miss it. Why Omaha Steaks? Well, it's simple. They do beef right. Every steak is perfectly aged for tenderness, hand cut by master butchers, and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917, and it shows in every bite. And honestly, nothing beats having a premium steak in your freezer ready to hit the grill anytime. Bring on the beef. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality protein straight to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details.
As far as the chat group, the neutering and spaying really took the lead as the Native American names that they have.
Big Chief Holly's going to wind it up and let it go.
Josh Soroka has a very, very eclectic menu of things that he enjoys.
Yes.
Not necessarily true, but I thought I'd make it sound better than it is.
You're doing good.
Thank you. The latest show is you said it's a dating show that you are now enjoying?
Yeah, because baseball has shortened their game, so it's only like 2 hours, 15 minutes. So I got to watch something else.
By the way, is that tickling? The flames that are coming up your nose? Is that...
the graphic. Yes.
Just to...
There you go.
Yeah, and by the way, people should know, we talk about how tall Josh is. His head is that much bigger than
Do
ours.
Do you know why the flames are going up his nose? And I bet this was said to him by a teacher or his mom and dad.
What?
Josh, don't slouch.
It's
right?
A problem.
Did you slouch?
Yeah, it's a problem when everyone in my life is shorter than me.
I know. That tall people tend to do that.
And
a
I
bit.
Just learned yesterday I hate my desk chair. So I was doing research on my chair yesterday and found out that you're supposed to buy a different type of chair, not the standard chair, if you're like my height.
Are you going
taller
to
ones.
Will you be going to the East for it?
Maybe because everything I'm looking is like $500-$600 and ridiculous.
No. Go to our buddies. Costco has a great chair. I checked it out yesterday. It's good.
No.
I'm not going to get a chair at Costco.
Why
Costco,
not?
Costco.
That's what I
want. Damn. Open your eyes and your horizons. Costco is not the only retailer with their three items that they sell. Come on.
If it's the right item, Mike, I'm in a Costco chair right now. I've never been happier.
Yeah,
but the problem is Costco will give me one option of a chair. And in 2 months, they will give me one different option.
That's
go try it. I liked it yesterday. And I said, this is great for tall people.
I'll give you an example. There's a father, my friend AJ, who's just a really super nice guy. And AJ works in the transportation field. He is a limo guy.
Okay.
And AJ has, Joe Buck, Chris Sale, the pitcher. His list of stars that he hauls around South Florida is legendary. I mean, because he's their guy. And AJ's kid is a good friend of Michael, Sebastian. And Sebastian is a good baseball player. AJ lives in the community next door where they have more land and they don't have pesky, nasty-ass homeowners associations
longer driveways.
Longer driveways.
Ability to fish.
And the ability to fish. And he is, Josh Soroka, you'll like this, he is building a full-scale batting cage in his backyard for his
kid.
He has gotten all of it. And he says it's good stuff, quality stuff from our friends in China. That's what he said. That's where he has gotten all the stuff.
They make the best baseball players.
Yes, they... I don't know about that.
Don't sleep on the food.
No, the food, yes. Wish we had better.
Have soups and noodles, everything.
I wish they had better stuff down here. Yeah.
But I did. I started a new TV show.
Okay.
And I don't know. Do you ever get dragged into the dating shows?
I you know, all for forever people on this show. Oscar Santana, who was with us for a very long time. Mm-hmm. He was addicted to one of those. What, The Bachelorette? Rob?
Yeah, he liked that Bachelorette and The Bachelorette.
Wake up.
I'm here. I thought you were asking Josh if it was The Bachelorette that you were watching.
Josh replaced Oscar. He did not work with him.
I know. I thought you were... Forget it. I'm sorry I did not reply.
No, it is not. Here's the show. The show I recommend to both of you guys and any listener, forget about it being a dating show, is on Netflix, and it is called Love on the Spectrum. Have you checked this out?
Is this...
Autism adults trying to find love and going on first dates.
Wow.
And they are the happiest people that bring joy to everything. They don't really tear each other down. They build each other up. It's the best show on Netflix right now.
I've seen the entire season
over the weekend. And it's just like, if you want happy people on your television.
Oh, is it just pure feel good? Is it pure feel good?
It's all feel good. It's all positive. It's worth watching.
I've seen it on my grid, but I was afraid, Josh, you were going to go with the Netflix show that they're pushing where like 20-year-olds date 60-year-olds. I can't think of the name of it,
That would be Age of Attraction. I watched that as well.
Okay. No, it's got another name. It's called The Mike O'Mara Show.
The fact that it's The Mike O'Mara Show might have been part of why I didn't bring it to the show.
There you go. That's okay.
Because the old man on there did creep me out.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think 60 and 20, that's a pretty significant creep factor. I don't think, 20.
Do you buy into half plus seven?
Wait, now do the math and explain it, please, because I know what you're talking about.
So how you are 65, right?
66.
66. So to the bottom line for who you should be dating.
Carla is 45.
Well, don't reveal that yet, because we're going to do is we're going to take 66, cut it in half, 33, add seven. 42. Right. So 42 should be your baseline.
Did you just say 33 plus 7 is 42?
41, forgive me. 40. Yeah. But anyway,
there you go.
Yeah. What is with me? The half plus 7 seems to make sense, even when you go down.
No, it doesn't.
Why not?
Because for me, it would be 30. And I think 30 is too young.
No, 30 would be just about right for you.
Whoa. What are you saying there?
He's saying Carla's too old for you.
I'm not.
I think that's what he just said.
No, I'm not.
I'm really confused right now.
It's something you can, first of all, Mike, what you have
to
always.
When you say baseline, does that mean the starting point?
Yeah, nothing younger than that. But that's just a theory. I've always, put all my weight behind love. But
so Carla is 46, 40. Carla is 45 and I am 66.
Okay, 33 plus 7 is 40. So technically, she is out of your range, but I don't think anyone who's ever seen you would ever say that.
The TV show that Josh is talking about, the 60-year-olds and the 20s, that's 40 years. That's double the separation that I am.
Yeah, you can't do that.
There was one couple on there where I had to do the math, and I figured out that she could be his granddaughter, age-wise. So, yeah, that was creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But don't waste your time with that show.
Not my granddaughter, the show subject granddaughter, right?
Did you think there's perhaps children out there of yours that you didn't know about?
We got it last week somewhere. I forgot where it was, but it was like, I'm sorry. And that somebody said thought Carla was my daughter. And we've gotten that, before. And we are very much in love. And I don't feel, why am I becoming so silly defensive?
Don't become defensive. I thought the half plus seven is a fascinating thing, because even if you go
it's a nothing, because it's not, there's no formula.
Yeah.
There's no formula. There isn't. No formula. If you are
some subscribe to it.
No, I think that here's what matters. What matters is the age you are at the time. Mm-hmm. That's what really matters. Because if you are, a certain age, in my case, it would have been, not only inappropriate, but criminal. When you got us younger, and I'm kind of going, why am I doing this to myself?
How old were you when you met Carla?
42.
So that's 21 plus 7 is 28.
No, she was 22. 21. She was 21.
Okay, so at 42, though, your number
probably 43, and she was 22.
Okay, your number for, let's just say 44, then 29.
No, let's not say 44.
Okay.
Just so you can do the math, I want to make sure it's still reasonable.
No, okay,
I
so
was 42 and she was 20. I was 43 and she was 22.
Okay, so 21 and a half plus 7, 28 and a half. So it's very close.
Not close. This Barrister 8 says that's the formula in the Quran. So Rob is using Sharia law. Is that a joke?
I've never heard of it.
Because I'm a dumb man. It could be, I could, you know, excuse me, is that for me, Scoop? Sorry, that's creepy. F you and your families too. That's it.
It's never been creepy with you.
By the way, I never win in this discussion. Ever.
What have I said? I said that this is just something that some people subscribe to. I'd heard of it. I'm not a student of the Quran, shockingly, so I don't know if that's where it comes from.
Carla wrote 23. She was 23, so 44.
Very close.
A little less creepy.
But anyone who has ever seen Mike and Carla together, it's not creepy. You guys are a great couple.
No, I mean, not now, because, I mean, things have a way of working themselves out. Mm. She is a very young-looking 45-year-old, and, you know, I think that, I've seen recently some 60-plus people that really, really look old, and I don't fall into that category. And I can, look.
Have you been watching Columbo again?
I can be self-deprecating, but I can also say I think I'm holding up okay for 66.
You really do.
Yeah. You know, because you don't see any of the limping or the bruising. The doctors are doing a very good job.
Yeah, I don't see any of it because of the cataracts.
All right. What is the show again that we, Love on the Spectrum?
Watch Love on the Spectrum.
Okay.
Not the Age of Attraction. Love on the Spectrum, it's just feel good TV.
I love it. When you finish
Love on the Spectrum, make sure you check out Bone Lake.
We will take a break. When we come back, he's probably up right now and he's off this week. So I'm not.
You're a young youngster?
Yeah, my kid in the internet. It's not. Children, gather round. The weather is getting warmer, and that means that the bugs are coming. Critter City, sweetheart. Now, I'm known as a do-it-yourselfer, so I do not pay top dollar for a crooked pest control company to kill my bugs and my wallet. I use Pesty. Aha, Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. And with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. $35, you'll get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these glorious instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncles stay alive. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to Pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty, it's the bestie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to have a serious discussion about this particular subject.
All right.
So just be aware of that. That I, in our household, in the O'Mara household, I probably try to instill in my son one particular way of thinking more than any other. And that is, I want to make sure he is aware of the fact that there is a lot of discrimination and bigotry and racism in the world and how wrong that is and how he needs to always be aware of that and not slide on that and just be aware of the fact that there are a lot of people that in our society now, Rob, it seems more than ever before, people that hate the different, you know?
Mike, since I've known you, it's taken a true step backwards.
Yeah.
I could almost graph it for you.
The way I talk to him about the subject is whenever there's a moment that comes up, The other day, there was a kid that was slamming another kid for his background or his ethnicity. It wasn't necessarily a slur, but it was something that was not cool. And we had a lecture about it at that point. And I just tried to pound it home. And, you know, because I think that we are one of the reasons. And Josh, I know you probably will disagree with me, but I think that one of the reasons we have the man in power that's in power right now is that he has succeeded in making people that felt a certain way feel better about the way they feel, which I think is wrong. And that is the fact that I that bothers me the most, because, you know, there is a lot of racism, and there is a lot of bigotry, and there's a lot of discrimination against people. So I don't do the best job in the world of always monitoring what my kid is consuming. And in this day and age,
it's so hard.
Wondering, Josh, do you experience what I experience, that there is a lot of borderline
hate right now gets clicks? And I've seen it in the influencers that speak to adults, and I've seen it trickle down to the influence of kids that suddenly, specifically anti-Semitism is really strong on the kids.
There is a guy, he is an influencer. I did some research on this guy. His name is Tyler Oliveira. Are you familiar with that name at all? Tyler Oliveira is an influencer. He does the shock videos. He does, I think it's called poverty porn. He's a complete dick. And you know, when you've got a young mind, we're having a discussion and he brings up the documentary that this guy did. And so I didn't know who the guy was. I didn't know about the documentary. But I said, will you show it to me? And he shows it to me. And this is him going into a Orthodox Jewish community where it's a town that is predominantly a Jewish Orthodox Jewish community. Mm-hmm. And he essentially bashes them. And accuses them of, you know,
to their face.
He's talking about how these families use the welfare system. Okay. It's just 100% no gray area, anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. I don't give a flying F about what evidence he has or statistics he has. This is an attempt to slander an ethnic community.
Right. And you can
en masse.
Right. If he has all this proof of fraud, you can put it out there because there are bad people all across the world, but you don't have to be the way you present it isn't against a culture.
It's purely divisive.
Poverty porn, Nodak, is when this guy would go out and make fun of homeless people, essentially. Mm-hmm. That's addicted people.
Is he the same guy that was walking down LA handing out machetes to homeless people to protect themselves?
I have no idea, but it sounds like something he would do. Let me just see if I can find this asshole and make people aware. Because look, I just think that when you've got people creating content that are also babies still, it's a scary
it gives
situation.
You a pulpit. Especially the more followers you get a stronger pulpit to preach whatever you believe, no matter how crooked, wrong, hateful, divisive it is.
I think guys like this, they start out well-meaning and having fun videos.
I don't even know whether they start out well-meaning.
His
first
video was, how many paper towels will it take to drain my pool?
Yeah, okay, so he does the sticky stuff, and then he wants more clicks.
And then you see, what's getting the attention?
Tyler Oliveira is an American YouTuber known for man-on-the-street documentaries that have sparked significant controversy regarding misinformation, racial bias, and unethical filming practices. In February of 2026, Oliveira posted "Exposed New Jersey's Jewish Invasion." I'm not looking at it as soon as I see this, okay?
Wow.
He accused Orthodox Jewish communities in Lakewood, New Jersey of welfare fraud. Critics and prominent community members alleged the video used deceptive editing and inflammatory tropes. This led to his permanent ban from Patreon and the withdrawal of several corporate sponsorships. So
And that just, was his second video. Before that, he did one in January about welfare-addicted Jews, was what he was pushing.
Just so dark stuff, you know?
He had corporate sponsorship?
Yeah, he was a big influence. He gets a lot of clicks. He's got a lot of followers.
And
he
also, if Patreon, you know, dismisses you, why don't the networks like TikTok and Instagram do the same thing?
Yeah.
You know,
take away the money and the ideas. Like, they'll take away advertising, and then hopefully it goes away.
Right.
Sometimes it's these people don't care about anything but clicks.
So getting back to the poverty porn, outlets like Vox have categorized his work as poverty porn, arguing that he exploits vulnerable populations, including the homeless and impoverished families like the Whitakers for views. Fellow creators and investigators, including Vince Vintage, I don't know who that is, mm-hmm. have published exposés alleging that Oliveira frequently uses inaccurate B-roll and edits interviews to fit a predetermined, often partisan narrative.
He saw all the attention Nick Shirley got when going and making the videos outside the Minnesota daycares and decided he was going to do the same thing.
And then he didn't care
about facts. He cared about his opinion and went and made the video to show it. It's racist.
And it's racist. And by the way, this is as old as these things. This is right out of the playbook of the Nazis. It really is. Yeah. You disenfranchise a community. You did. You absolutely see it going on. That's the storyline of Peaky. That's where we are in the storyline right now, the movement. And I don't know my history well enough to know if all over Europe at the time of the Nazis coming into power in Germany, if there were fellow fascist movements, but I believe there were in England and Italy and France and all of it. And
make no mistake, there was a going on these shores as well.
Yeah, and in the United States as well. So, you know, it's so Scoob says it's called free speech. Yeah, no, I don't call
it
that free speech.
It is, but that doesn't mean that they need to, advertisers need to pay them. They can say whatever they want. Advertisers shouldn't pay them. YouTube can take them down. We get taken down on YouTube for playing music.
Yeah.
I think that should be taken down as well.
So the long and short of it is that, you know, my eyes opened a bit as far as what's out there and what worries me and what concerns me.
How did Michael bring it, present it to you? I'm just curious.
I don't know what we were talking about. Well, we were maybe talking about that particular subject.
Okay.
And how, you know, I have... Based on the fact that I live in two worlds here, I, you know, my way I'd like to raise a son world and my comedy world, which consists of, you know, going to edges occasionally and going over edges. Uh-huh. And I've always believed this. And I, look, you don't have to agree with me, but I believe that in the comedy world, you know, the lines are blurred more and you mm-hmm. can have a little fun with things more if it's under the heading of a joke. And but make no mistake, there can be hateful humor as well.
Sure.
That's just, first of all, bad humor and doesn't, you know, it doesn't do anything but propagate a hateful mindset, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's frustrating and it makes me worried because I want to make sure I raise a child that is magnanimous and kind and looks at other people as equals and does not discriminate against people. And you just can't do it. You can't do it for the Irish. You can't do it for the Black community. You can't do it for the Hispanic community. You can't do it for the Asian community. That's my mindset. And as far as jokes are concerned, what offends you might very well offend you, but we live in a world now where, hey, don't be so goddamn sensitive. Don't be. I'm somebody who will make a joke occasionally, and I know it goes over the line. I tell jokes all the time that are probably a little controversial, but that's comedy, and it's a different story. Yeah. But if you've got somebody making a, quote, documentary that does that, then I get really worried.
I think if you have an agenda. I mean, when we make a joke, we don't have an agenda.
We just want to make people laugh.
We want to make people laugh. But this guy is out there really trying to lower the status of the whole people in the eyes of the world. That's an agenda. And, you know, that's like he's out to try and be divisive.
Well, you wonder where his mindset comes from. Was he raised in a house where, you know, Jews were labeled a certain way? Was he raised around people? You know, there's a lot of that around comedy now, too.
Yeah. I bet he doesn't even realize what he's doing because he's just following the other people.
And he's so young.
He's so young.
He just wants clicks.
This works for clicks. And he doesn't even realize.
Who knows? Look for an apology. I'm not going to give him that free pass. I think that's February, and we haven't gotten an apology from him since.
Well,
so
I think
he's a bad guy. I really do.
I'm getting for clicks. I don't think that's as evil as anything. That's just, you know, that's getting people, dividing them, and bringing a certain segment of them to your side and pointing out how wrong the other side is. And it doesn't have to be Judaism.
Do you find the Czech group being a little dark during this discussion? Do you find it really when you see
a little
things
bit, that, yeah.
Little, where we are as a society right now, where we are as a society, and I worry about everything. That's the stuff that freaks me out. So, you know, the moral of the story, I think, be aware of what's out there and, you know, policing it a little bit and making sure. Because how easy do you think it would be for somebody to go down a rabbit hole with that stuff and get into a certain mindset simply on the internet alone? I think it's possible, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's happened for a long time. I mean, pre-code movies that disenfranchise certain segments of the population, it makes it okay to have evil thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it does when you see it in the media. It's, I guess they think that, too. Maybe it's okay.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's absolutely not okay.
I'm getting what's interesting when sometimes when I spend a lot of time, and I do it a couple of days a week, where I'll really linger in the comments section to figure out what's going on. Do you, like me, read these comments and they are all a little cryptic, where nobody really wants to come out and say, are there if you disagree with me, then write something that's not snarky and write something where you'd like me to hear your point. Because if you're saying, I'm just saying, that doesn't work for me. What works for me, if you disagree with what I happen to be saying here, have the balls to say it and identify yourself when you say it. I'm not, I got my name in back of me on this show. Mm-hmm. This show has one particular name. I am really, really concerned about where we are as a society and why we are where we are. So that's all. We'll take a break. And do you have a little palate cleanser with some beautiful video for us today?
I feel really weird. A lot of this stuff is hate speak that I got today.
Can't wait. So. Looking forward to it. Rob will have videos from a Jewish neighborhood when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. That we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies, three new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine, one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow, because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy. Bleh! Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to getsoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's getsoul.com. Promo code TMOS for 30% off. Hit the music, Rob.
Speedway! Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Did we all have a marvelous Easter?
I had a really nice Easter. I was really happy with Easter. I felt like crap afterwards. I ate too much, but other than that, I felt pretty good.
Did you find the eggs? Because sometimes if you go out looking, you'll find eggs. Sometimes you'll find something else.
Outside of the basket for my kid, there were no eggs involved. None.
Okay, well.
None eggs.
Maybe he could have looked and found this.
Story out of Long Beach. Human remains were found at a park Sunday as children were on an Easter egg hunt. And tonight, investigators are still trying to...
Can we start that over again? Let's do... There it is.
Human remains were found, Mike. And
that's always exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they were going to wait 3 days and see what happened.
Let's check it out.
Yeah, a disturbing story out of Long Beach. Human remains were found at a park Sunday as children were on an Easter egg hunt.
Oh,
and tonight, investigators are still trying to identify those remains. A Sunday Easter egg hunt turns grim when a small human skull is uncovered as kids were searching for treats.
Looks like a good park, doesn't
he's terrible.
At Forest Park in Long Beach Easter morning. Yeah. A skull was found partially buried in the dirt a day after cracked plastic eggs could still be seen deserted.
Oh, God, you are. You know what? This is right out of the Spiewak archives, isn't it? He is so dark. This is the real darkness of Rob Spiewak.
No, there's a lot of things going on here. I mean, of course.
Mommy, I found a human skull.
Well, you know, you don't pick up the skull if it hasn't been dyed pink.
God, that's nasty.
Yeah. My sympathies to all involved. I've done some pretty big orders in the drive-thru just for me. I'm not gonna be shy about it. Taco Bell is easiest. Used to be real cheap. You could get dinner for 50 people for $20. But
not anymore.
Not anymore. This is great because this guy's order requires management's approval.
Wow.
I need a egg McMuffin.
Easy. Okay.
And I need 11 big breakfasts with the hot cakes.
Said 11 big breakfasts of hotcakes?
11, yes.
All right, just a warning, that will take probably a while.
It sounds like he's
got
a smoker.
8 hungry kids at the house, so yeah, that's cool, bro.
Now, you see, here's the thing. 8 kids is a lot of kids, but why do you need 11 big breakfasts?
Well, mom and dad.
Okay, I assume mom would have the Egg McMuffin.
Here it is, though. You got a sleepover going on, or you got a birthday party going on. Is that what it is? Are those his progeny? I have no idea.
I hope they are, because he seems to be a man of good fettle. I would like to see him reproduce.
I like the lab, though.
I know. That's okay, bro.
Yeah, that's okay, bro.
It's got to be a sleepover because he knows how ridiculous the order is.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's funny. And he can afford that.
Yeah. So they check with the management, and they did approve it, and the final total, $7,000.
Yum, yum, yummy.
I think, Mike, you and I share an appreciation for reverb, and I know that legendary reverb on disc jockey radio stations is great, and a lot of times it's made with a natural chamber. So this guy has not only a beautiful singing voice, but he has a great staircase in his dwelling. He says this is how he wakes up his neighbors. I love it.
No.
Am I broken? Because I could listen to that all day.
Did I hear like what sounded like a harmony in there?
No, I think it's just. Go ahead, Josh.
I think it might be fake too. Listen to it again.
I think any harmony you're hearing is the lingering note from before because the reverb is hanging so long.
All right. We don't look. They come and they go. We will have to agree to disagree.
All right.
That could be fake.
That could.
By the way, we all are guilty of being duped, but who knows?
It could easily be real, and then he goes into the computer and adds more reverb.
Yeah,
could be.
Expanse,
this is true.
You never
know. And by the way, that song, Hoist the Colors, you know, I friggin' love that when I watch that. I don't care how it's generated. I still like the song. You know what? I just got it.
What?
Coming soon, musical intro to the show with that pirate thing.
Oh, good.
That's my project today. I can't wait.
I love it. And Mike, let's close with a baseball clip.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hey, there you go.
I want to do this because, you know, for years, even I know this, you couldn't see a night game when you saw the Cubs because they didn't have lights, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd play day baseball at Wrigley.
And it was really hard with the cataracts.
And then... That's a little forced
swing
and a little
miss.
Cruel.
Swing and a miss.
But I think it's nice. I was watching this Cubs game, and you could actually see the full moon.
It's down the right field side. Will be out of reach.
Now, the audio on this clip is horrible. You're going to have to replay it.
I will explain it, but I wanted Mike to see it.
Is this the crack of the guy's ass we're looking at here?
It's his entire ass.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's wearing sweats, no undies. He's a bigger fella.
Okay.
I don't know if he has cataracts.
Is there any, let me ask this question, is there any further play-by-play after you see the guy?
Because they're idiots and they don't.
Because they're dumb.
They are taken back and don't know what to say.
So he goes for a foul ball, he twists, falls, and his pants fall to the knee level. Let's look at it again. Ball is up. It's fouled on the first base line.
The right side will be out of reach.
The announcers.
That's a three for blew that. That's a three. They blew it
because that clip was going to go viral. They had a chance to make it theirs.
Yeah, exactly.
They could have made it better too. And let's take one more peek at it because you got to see it three times because they don't cover.
There he goes. Yeah. The right
can we freeze frame it?
Out of reach.
There you go.
I watched this so many times last night trying to figure out how his pants fell down.
One more time, please.
Oh,
you don't
really?
Mind.
A
more.
Four-for?
Oh, a four-for, yeah.
Oh, we God, get a I love it. It's here. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Let's
take
do
a
it.
Look. Take a peek at this one again. This is great.
Now the right field side will be out of reach.
That's right up the road in Tampa, folks. There it is. Fantastic.
I have to think that what happens is there's a certain amount of drag that is presented when you wear underpants that will keep your pants up a little bit better. I think he went without, and I think he took a nasty fall, down goes Frazier.
Yeah, I think he was stepping on his pants. Now,
stop it! Don't stop now!
Oh, that means
the
show's over. That's show over alarm.
God damn it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Is that your wife?
God damn it! No, it's not. No.
Well, that's good.
God, having a great show, and then they...
Is it the doctor?
No, it was spam. It was garbage. It was somebody doing that like they always do. Hey, everybody, we got to take our leave, and I'll figure out this one. You know, it's only been 40 years that I've been doing the show like this. I might as well figure out a way to block my phone. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow morning because that's what we do. Thank you for the chat group.
Yes,
wonderful participation today. We truly appreciate that. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. This is a great way to interact. The more people we get on that chat group, the more we participate on our YouTube channel for everybody. We would love you to do that. Subscribe and make sure. Am I saying it right? You give a look on your face
you're
like
good.
I messed it up. Did I get it right? All right. Good.
Oh, and Mike, smash that like button.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, help us out. We appreciate it. For Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody!
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Thank you for correcting my English, which stinks. I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon.
You can't keep getting away with it. You can't keep getting away with it.